Roby going. Manu running up the ball there with some power. Four defenders around him.
I think he's,
the players think he's got it.
Giving a try.
The referee thinks he's got it. He has got it. And that was, you could see that coming. And with 10 minutes gone, it's actually a little bit more. It's 14. It's 14 minutes gone on the clock. St Helens were looking ominous. The first goal of them, it's St Helens 4. The Bradford Bulls 0. The try to Willie Manu.
Yeah, I mean, it was a break there and a penalty, of course. They had to have another set of six there they had to face right on their own try line, the Bulls. And sadly, they were caught short on the first play of the ball.
Go blind, Roby. Roby out to Lomax. Lomax back in the corner. Makinson won't miss. Now, what's the referee going to say there? Fast hands into his right-hand side from 10 metres out. He hit the corner flag. Ali Bear doesn't know. He's looked at his in-goal judge.
Sure, is he?
They're not sure at all. The new rule is, Jerry, if you touch the corner, yeah, it's a try. It is a try, so it's now Tommy Makinson, a try scorer. St Helens 10.
Yeah.
The Bradford Bulls 0.
Yeah, it was another overlap on the right hand side there, and this time the overlap was just enough.
Kearney to Sidlow. Sidlow held up, but he can get the ball out. Back door, he has done. Into Kearney. He jinks off his left foot onto his right foot. An individual piece of magic there by Brett Kearney. Set up by Sidlow. Pressure from the Bulls. A try for them, just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, that's the second set of six they've had in quick succession following the penalties against St Helens there for the Bulls, and ended up, as you say, Mark, with a really good persistent piece of play by Sidlow in the tackle. He shrugged off probably three of the St Helens defenders and just got the ball out to Kearney, who inside stepped, I think, the full-back Wellens, and went over just by the post.
10 metres shy, slap bang in front of the post, St Helens. What can they do?
Be a little kick.
Wormsley. See a Soliola. Yeah. He's going to trot over. All that came from tired Bradford defending. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And you can see that coming. Fast hands, good support play. It's now St Helens 16, the Bradford Bulls 6.
Yeah, to the right of the post there, Soliola didn't really have a great deal to do after there'd been another couple of breaks in the tackle. And it really, Brett Kearney had far too much to do to try to stop Soliola from only 1 metre out, giving it a ball away again. Now
interception.
Yep.
The sprint away, St Helens, and the sprint away. 40 metres, 30 metres, 20 metres, 10 metres, 5 metres. Josh Jones, the interception. Bradford Bulls heads go down. It was on the St Helens 35 metre mark. They spilled the football. There was a knock on. Mr Ali Bear didn't see it. Josh Jones did what all good rugby league players should do. He pinned his ears back and didn't worry about the decision, and he went for the line. Brett Kearney dived to tackle him and got his ankles, but it wasn't quite enough. Josh Jones, touchdown underneath the post. A 65-70 metre run from Josh Jones. But, well, Bradford Bulls players disgusted because it was knocked on by St Helens, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I didn't actually see that, Mark, because I was looking across at where the ball had been played from earlier, but... it certainly ended up in the hands of Josh Jones,
which means it's 22-6 to Saints now.
Yeah.
With 34 minutes left. Gale to Kearney.
Yeah,
Kearney Lewin. He will go in with Manny Blythe off the left hand shoulder. Good pass, and it's in.
Yeah, it was great work there, wasn't it, by Addy and Kearney going forward, and they created I think it was a missed pass really, and Sidlow was involved as well.
The Saints 24, the Bulls 10. Try to Manny Blythe there, pass it out back to Addy. Keeps it alive, Gale. The kick over the top, who's going to catch
it? He's got it.
Keir is, and
yeah.
He touches it down.
I think he's got
That's
it.
A fantastic swallow drive by Elliot Keir, and I can't see a thing wrong with that.
No.
And he's given it. It's now, we've got a real game in our hands. Well done to the Bradford Bulls. Pressure means points in this game. The score at Elliot Keir, 12 minutes to go. It's now sitting at 24. The Bradford Bulls 16.
Yeah, that was great work. Mick Gledhill on my right was saying, kick it, and he saw Elliot Keir in space, and the kick came over Julie. I think Gale was it that sent it.
It was.
Lovely weight at kick. And the right height as well for him to take it into his stride. Just get it down in the in-goal area before it went out on the wing side.
Roby goes to the open side. He sees the runner.
Wilkin.
He sees Wilkin. And he sees the try line. And so does Wilkin. And he touches the ball down. And all that's come from either a bad decision by the Bradford Bulls or a poor decision by the linesman. Whichever, it means that St Helens now, having scored a try by Wilkin, go further in the lead. It's St Helens 28, the Bradford Bulls 18.
Yeah, it's a pity, isn't it? Because from that kick-off restart after they just scored, the last thing that the Bulls wanted to do was give the ball back immediately to St Helens.
And that's about it, because there's 10 seconds left, and the players will walk to the scrum. Saints 30.
I don't think they'll bother farming it, will they?
Bulls 18, I don't think they'll farm it. And if you've enjoyed the game, tweet us and let us know at Hobo1BCB. That is the end of the game, it's over. They've tried valiantly so hard, the Bradford Bulls. They've tackled hard, they've run the blood to water, but just wants to be on a slightly more experienced and better St Helens side. So we've been supported by Provident Personal Credit, who are backing the Bulls, and, well, wrong end of the score, and the Bulls dropping out of the top eight tonight.